September, October, November, and December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the way, tomorrow's my wedding day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. What? Anniversary. 36 years.
Okay, now let's go ahead with our arithmetic.
Yeah, let's go ahead with our arithmetic.
Well, let's
hope. How'd you put up with me 36 years?
I don't know.
I don't know. You didn't ask me that.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sunday.
Holy.
Uh-huh. Sunday.
And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a Greek?
Good morning. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
How long?
Wait a minute, I had my wires crossed there.
How long does morning last?
Until noon. Until 12. And then it's the afternoon.
Afternoon.
After 12 o'clock, it's the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for afternoon?
Good evening.
P.M.
Uh-huh. What about?
And the morning is A.M.
How long does afternoon last?
From 12 till 6.
And then you have?
Night.
What about
evenings.
What's the difference?
Between evening and night?
From 12 to 6.
It's 12 hours.
It's afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 6 is the evening.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever say evening to mean afternoon?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm. We'll go tomorrow evening. That's after dinner.
Uh-huh. If you were leaving somebody around 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving them?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Uh-huh. Would you
a good day.
You say good
or
day.
Or a good day or good morning.
Uh-huh. When you're leaving them?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you're leaving somebody after dark?
Good night.
Good night.
And you say we had to get up and start work before?
Daylight.
Before dawn.
Or before sun?
Sun up.
And then we worked until?
Dark.
Until sun?
Sundown.
Sunset.
Huh?
Sundown.
Okay. And you said this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock the sun
set.
Was up.
Or the sun did what?
Come up. Arose.
And when I got outside the sun had already?
Had already rose. The sun was up already.
Okay. And if today is Thursday, then Wednesday was?
Yesterday.
And Friday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you said you came here?
Sunday week ago.
Okay. What about if he's going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that?
It's week after.
Week after next.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
About 15 days.
Okay. Do you ever call that a fortnight?
No.
Call it what?
Fortnight. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've read it, but I didn't. It's not used around here. Or not with the people that I
Assumption. Yeah,
me.
I don't think it's very common. Have a child just had her third birthday. You say she's
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly?
A year ago today.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
Or another way of saying that, it's half.
Half past it. Said.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was
quarter to 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while. Wow. Quite a while.
Do you ever say quite a spell?
Yeah. Just quite a spell. I've been doing that quite a spell.
Uh-huh.
Quite a long time.
And talk about the weather. You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds,